Okay, y'all, so I'm back on radio. Okay.
Here we are.
All right, y'all. So I'm back on. I apologize for whatever was going on. I actually had to restart my show. Blog Talk is kind of trippy today. But I have about 13 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and finish out the show. Tonight's episode is called Be Selfish, It's Okay. I see I still have some callers on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and kind of recap what I was talking about the first half of the show. Okay, what I mean by be selfish is focus on you. All right, focus on yourself. If you have any kind of business ventures going on, if you're an artist, you know, a singer, a rapper, just a visual artist, if you do any of those types of things, focus on you. It's okay. You know, it's been times in my life where I was always trying to help everybody else out. Even when I had my, I'll start with when I had my photography studio, you know, instead of, like, I could have promoted myself, you know, because I used to model as well, which I did end up doing that eventually after some people talked me into it. But to make a long story short, I was always, you know, when I first started my company, I was like, look, I'll do free photo shoots. I was looking for my friends, certain people that I knew was into that type of thing. I'm like, I'll do a free photo shoot for you. You know, I can build my portfolio. You can get a nice little photo shoot in, you know. And even when I was trying to do that, nobody hit me up. Okay, nobody at all hit me up about a photo shoot. So I was like, you know what, this isn't working. Let me go ahead and start taking pictures of myself. So I started doing pictures of myself. So then I started getting the inquiries, yo, who's doing your photos? They're dope. And I'm like, it's me. I'm doing it to promote so you can hit me up for a photo shoot. So to make a long story short, you know, even when I started doing that, I was trying to look for ways to give. You know, I was giving away free stuff. But when I was like, you know what, instead of trying to find other people to build my portfolio, I'll build my own portfolio. I'll be my own model. And in doing that and just shifting that focus from looking outside to looking inside, that brought me a whole new opportunity. It brought me clients, and it also brought me modeling gigs. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times we just need to turn our focus inward, and that's all this show is about. Before the line cut out, I was talking about a friend who I had who called me the other night. You know, they were just really down and out. I had just spoken to them probably about, you know, a few months ago. We keep in contact, you know, just to touch bases with each other. But I hadn't talked to them for a while, but I saw that they had new things going on. They were promoting for a club, all kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Not promoting for a club, actually being the host of the events and all that type of thing. And they're actually an artist. So when I was talking to him, he's like, you know, back when I was living over here, everything was going great. I was getting movies. I was getting shows. All kind of stuff was going on. Now I come here to be with family and to do things for my relatives, and nothing's working out. Everything that I'm doing, I'm not really enjoying it, trying to keep my word, you know, trying to do things that I feel like I need to do. It's just not bringing me happiness. And I already knew that. What's funny about it is I knew that before he even told me that, because I would see his pictures on Instagram and I could just see it in his face, like he's not really happy doing what he's doing. You can tell, you know, from a mile away, especially if you slightly know somebody, you should be able to tell, you know. So the advice that I gave him, I basically said, what you need to do is focus on yourself. Focus on what it is that makes you happy. Every single time that I found myself depressed and in a rut and not knowing what to do, the reason, when I look back, the reason that I was in those spots is because I stopped doing what I love. Every single time. Every single time it was I stopped doing what I love and trying to do something else. You know, when I had first gotten married, which I'm in the process of, that's ending, to make a long story short. But when I first gotten married, you know, I had put my whole company to the side, which I had been running for 4 years. And at that time, that was like the prime time for me in that fourth year, because that's when everybody knew about me. I was doing school photography from North Carolina down to Florida, okay, all up and down that little slice of the East Coast. So, you know, I had a lot going on. But I put all that to the side because I was like, well, you know what, I'm married now. My ex-husband, he had a company at the time, and I was like, I'll just help him build his company because I know how to build those types of companies. It was kind of in the same area, you know, of the same kind of line of work that I do. So I put my whole self to the back burner for a year, company down the drain, everything. People was hitting me up like, yo, you still, you know, doing Angels Perfect or what? But I put that to the side. And to make a long story short, after a while, what I began to realize is, one, I wasn't happy, you know. Two, that person ended up just completely, it was like I was supposed to do the work, you know, and they were just supposed to get reap the benefits of the work I was doing. So people will take advantage of you, especially when you're just doing and you don't even realize why you're doing it. That's why it's important to really pay attention to what your intentions are. And anytime that you're doing something that's coming from your heart, you're going to enjoy it. So when I look back, I'm like, well, why was I doing that? You know, was I doing it because that's something I wanted to do? Or was I doing that because I thought that's what I was supposed to do as a wife? And that's where this selfishness distinction comes in, okay? I'm not talking about being selfish as in you take advantage of people, you don't take care of your responsibilities, you don't take care of your kids. Definitely, I'm all about taking care of your kids, okay? I have a daughter, and I really literally have her 24 hours a day. She's my co-host. I'm surprised she's not talking right now in the background, okay? But I have her 24 hours a day. And so I was always used to having this very fast-paced life to where I'm doing business meetings. I'm here, and there in just one day, every day. That was my life. But when I had her, I had to figure out a way to adjust myself. So, of course, I made sacrifices for my daughter because that's my responsibility. I brought her to this earth. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about spreading ourselves too thin for other people. You see, when that's not necessary. All right. Anybody who loves you, anybody who truly cares about you, is going to respect you for doing what you have to do. They're not going to mind giving you your space to accomplish your goals and your dreams. And I promise you, you'll see that when you're doing that, you'll find yourself in a place to where not only are you fully energized, but you're able to do way more for people than when you were just trying to do this for this person, do that for that person, and trying to make everybody else happy but yourself. A lot of people have a hard time saying no. I used to have a hard time kind of, you know, saying no. I'm like, well, I guess I'll do it. I really don't feel like doing it, but I told him I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. I don't do that anymore. You know, I'm all about keeping your word, seriously. But I'm all about if I have to change my mind, if I have a gut feeling, or if all of a sudden I don't feel like doing something, I'm not going to do it. Am I just not going to tell the person? Of course not. I'll let them know, you know, I'm just not feeling well. I really wanted to make it. I really wanted to do this, but I'm not going to be able to. And every single time I do that, people are always like, oh, it's okay, I understand. Or a lot of times people will be like, yo, I don't even feel like doing it myself. I don't want to do it neither. So it always ends up working out. This whole series, okay, all I'm going to be talking about is following your inner guidance system. And so that's really what all of this is about. Anytime you get a gut feeling, you know, you made a promise, but now all of a sudden it's the day and you don't feel right. That might be a feeling of not feeling right that might save your life. You know, and it doesn't even have to be that dramatic, but it's there for a reason. So we have to be loyal to ourselves. You know, there's no such thing as being loyal to other people when you can't even be loyal to you. We always say born alone, die alone. So you have to take care of you, seriously, because nobody else will. And it's not that anybody else doesn't want to, but nobody will ever be able to take care of you like you can take care of yourself. You're the only one that's in your body, mind, spirit, and soul. That's you. So when you take care of that, best believe everybody else around you is going to be taken care of. How can you even really help out a person or anybody else if you're lacking, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not getting enough sleep, you know, you're not eating right, you're not doing what you need to do because you're so busy doing things for other people that when you turn around, you're the last person. That don't even sound right. There's nothing noble about that to me. And in fact, when I see people doing that, it makes me question, you know, the type of relationship that they have with themselves. It's like, do you really know yourself? Because if you did, I promise you wouldn't be taking your own self for granted. This is one lifetime that we have in this body. You see what I'm saying? So you got to take care of that. And you got to come here to do what you came to do. You have to do your mission. Don't get so wrapped up in trying to help somebody do their mission that you're neglecting yours. Because at the end of the day, you are going to be left with you. All right? You can't guarantee when anybody else around you is going to live or die, whether they're going to stay in your life, whether they're going to leave, whether they're actually there from a sincere place, or whether they're just there to be an opportunist, take advantage of you and use you. None of those things that you can know. But when you're taking care of you first, one thing that you can know is that you're going to be good regardless. You're going to be good regardless of whether that person's in your life for so-called good reasons or so-called bad reasons. I used to always feel, there was a point in time I used to always feel like, you know, wow, I'm so nice, and I always get the short end of the stick. Why do people always take advantage of me? Why do people take my kindness for weakness? But when I look back, that was my own fault. People took my kindness for weakness because that's what I was giving out. Weakness, that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. Even when you're in a romantic relationship, your job isn't to make your spouse happy. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that men like to make their women happy, a real man. But it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with that woman. It's because in making her happy, he feels happy. So it still goes back to you. But even when you have a spouse, you can't make your whole life about your spouse. You should be able to make yourself happy. And trust me, you want a spouse that's able to make themselves happy. Because if they have to depend on you for their happiness, first of all, somebody going to go crazy. That's probably going to drive you crazy. I was in a relationship like that. I'm not even going to speak on which one. But I was in a relationship where they just looked to me as their source of happiness for everything. That's draining, and that's impossible shoes to fill. You have to be able to make yourself happy. And when you get two people together who's like that, that's a phenomenal relationship. Now you can come together and talk about, this is what I did today, baby, what you had going on. And y'all can build on that and always have something new, always have something fresh going on. So that's what this episode is about tonight, y'all. Focus on you. It's okay. Don't let nobody tell you different. If somebody does something for you, it better be from their heart, because guess what? You don't owe them nothing. Don't ever feel like you owe somebody something because of something, some money they gave you, or because something they did for you. No, don't ever feel like that. Now, if it comes from your heart and you're like, you know what, I really want to do this for this person, then do it. But if somebody just comes out their way to help you, don't let nobody put you in the trap of thinking now you owe them because they did something for you, especially when you didn't ask, okay? But even if you did ask, a person shouldn't do anything unless it comes from their heart. When I do things, it comes from a sincere place. You know, I don't do things for other people. All right? So I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. Remember, go to the show, go to the website, KendraJustine.com, and tune in there. Put your name in this, in your email in the subscription bar, in the red bar on the site, and you'll get updates for everything coming. You'll get exclusive information, okay? I have a lot more coming. Also, remember to check out season 2 of the show, all right? November 11th, y'all. It's on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Type in Kendra Justine on YouTube. I have some excellent, excellent material coming. If you've seen season 1, trust me. All I will say is season 1 doesn't have anything on season 2. I'm really bringing good quality information for y'all, for my people. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Good night. Peace.